Welcome to the Up to the Challenge podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up? This is Asu back again, and this is E-Society Presents Up to the Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something, movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode 5. Today we'll be talking about Deutschland 83 and It Comes at Night. But before I go any further, he's up to the challenge. It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. First time. I don't know if you'll be able to hear him, but I'm sure he'll make some noises as we're doing this. My grandson Daniel's right here with me. He's a little fussy, but we'll try to get through it. If I have to pass him off, I will. But right now, I just love holding him. So,
yeah.
All right.
First time on the show officially.
Yeah, if he was awake, he'd say some words. I don't know. We'll see. I'll start off with this one.
So yeah, go for it.
Let me get back to my the Zisu here challenged me to I believe it's on Sundance, but it's on Hulu, the first season. And this is it Deutschland? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Deutschland 83. This is a drama, romance, thriller, spy thriller, I would say. I'm going to murder this last name. Martin Rausch, I believe. Is recruited by the HVA. I can't remember what I stood for. Do you remember?
No. That it was... It was East German.
Yeah. whatever that is. To infiltrate the West Germany army. As a rookie spy, his decisions constantly put his cover at risk and force his agency to take extreme measures. This was created by Anna Levine, and it stars Jonas Jay. He's the main guy. There's others like his aunt.
His aunt.
Maria Schnatter, I think that's how you say her name. She plays Leo, I don't know. These German names. And I'm not even going to try with some of these other ones, but... Oh, damn it, man. Stop giving me these TV shows because now I'm all sucked in and I got to see.
I know.
I have to see what's going to happen.
The next two are going to be movies. The next two are going to be movies. Because I know I realized I hit you with 3 TV shows in a row. So,
because I'm almost done with Longmire. I think I got I'm on the last season. I think I got 4 more episodes and it's done. And then I don't want it to end, but everything's got to come to an end. But this, I like what's going on with this show. I mean, I had mentioned on the last one when we were talking about, I had seen one episode, but I couldn't remember what it was. So, at first, in the beginning, it was really slow. I was kind of like, I got to read this whole thing. I did look to see if there was a dubbed version, but there wasn't. So, I mean, I had to rewind it a couple times when stuff was going on the screen. I was too busy reading. And with the German language, I mean, they were speaking pretty fast. So the subtitles were just zip, zip. I had to go back because I'm a slow reader. But I like what's going on in this show. I mean, this kid, he's basically not suckered, but he's kind of put in a situation. His mom's, she's sick with cancer. And she's going to chemo and all that. Not cancer. I'm sorry. She needs a transplant, a kidney transplant. So his aunt comes because they're looking for spies. This is all during the Cold War. And I remember a lot of this stuff. Yeah, I was young, but I mean, seeing it on the news and can't hear people talking about this type of stuff. I was 12 years old when this was going on. And being that fear of nuclear war, and I like how they're calling Reagan the leader of the evil empire.
Right.
All with the nuclear missile crisis type of stuff. And, I mean, it was scary in the 80s. I mean, it's scary now, too. There's always that fear of nuclear attack. But if that happens, man, I want to be in a blast zone so I can just get it over with quick. I don't want to live through all that. But
you don't want to go down to the Fury Road?
No, just end it, because I don't want to die slowly from radiation sickness. But I like what's going on in this. I mean, it's real interesting. At first I said it was really slow, but towards the middle, and once he gets into his situation of being a spy and learning how to do stuff, I'm like, oh man. I mean, he's like it says in the synopsis, he is a rookie spy. He's making mistakes, and
yep.
I mean, I thought there would be more training for him. It seems like, hey, okay, do this, and they just
threw him in.
I mean, yep. They do like a quick little montage of him learning how to be a spy. Who knows how long that took, but I like what's going on. I like this actor, this Jonas Ney guy, playing the main dude, Martin. So. I might kind of start this. It's only 8 episodes. I think nine. I want to get back to. Did the new season already start? Or
no? And that's what the interesting part is. I kind of mentioned this last time. Supposedly, the idea of this show is the new season that's coming out this year is going to be called Deutschland 86. So further along. And then finally, they'll do a final third season, Deutschland 89, which, you know, history spoiler, that's the end of the Cold War. So that's what makes the show so interesting, just that buildup of, you know, that time and that era of the Cold War.
Yeah, I mean, I like just what's going on in this. I mean, I'm just going to have to, as soon as I was going to go back to The Wire, but I think I'm a little more sucked into this. So I want to finish this and see. And is he in the next seasons?
Yeah. I mean, it's not much of a spoiler to say he's in 86, and I'm going to go on and assume that he's on 89, because I assume this is his story of his character. And I'm sure, you know, there's going to be back and forth what he's seeing. He's obviously, you know, from East Germany, where they're more restrictive, infiltrating West Germany, where they're more, you know, I guess liberal and open to things. But I'm sure he's going to, you know, see things on both sides and stuff worth saving. And I don't know. For me, just personally, real quick, I just randomly heard about this and then decided to give it a try because Jade was taking German in high school. So I was like, oh, cool. Like, watch this show with me. And I couldn't believe how much it interested me. It really sucked me in. And I was like, man, I can't think of another like foreign language TV show that I liked as much as this. Nothing comes to mind for me. I don't know. Have you watched much like foreign TV, German, Spanish, anything?
Not that I can think of. Like, mainly movies.
Right.
I watch all kinds of foreign movies, and I don't mind reading subtitles. I think mainly the Asian horror stuff is what I really into. But I do watch
right.
a lot of stuff. I could probably say this is the first television show that I'm getting into that's like this, but I like what's going on. It's interesting. I want to see where this kid goes, because it just teases you, yes, with the first episode, and I'm like, damn it, it just sucked me right in.
Yeah.
I was almost like, I don't know if I'll continue with this, but then it got exciting towards the end, and I'm like, I'm all in on this, so I need to
cool.
As soon as I'm done with Longmire, I'll whip this one out.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, it's good to hear. And then, yeah, I keep looking like all the time to see when 86 is going to start. Hopefully sometime here soon, or who knows, they may be saving it for the fall. But every time I look on the IMDb, it doesn't have a date for set. It just has like one picture from the filming of 86.
Well, all right, man, that's it for me on this. I mean, it is something, if you guys are interested in these type of shows, these foreign shows, I mean, it's mainly about the Cold War. in yep. the '80s. Check it out. It is streaming on Hulu right now, and I believe it's on Amazon Prime too. But the thing I do love the most of this, just because I'm a child of the '80s, is the music.
Yes,
in the background. Yes, the '80s music. They teased me a little bit towards the end with New Order's Blue Monday, and then there was the 99 Luft Balloons, the Nina song, the German one, not the English version.
Right.
The English version one sucks. I hate it. But that song does fit this this TV show, because it's about the Cold War and missile is and all that. But I like what's going on in this. I
mean, that the opening gets me hyped every time too. The Major Tom.
Yeah, I mean, that song was cool. I mean, it took a minute for that to kick in. And then when it did, I was like, yeah. And it just made me want to hear the whole song, but they only teased me just the intro. So
exactly.
But this is a good show, so I really recommend this for you guys if this is the type of stuff you like to watch. Like I said, it's a streaming on Hulu as well as Amazon. So Deutschland 83, check it out.
Awesome. All right, I'll jump right into my challenge then. You challenged me to It Comes at Night, 2017's listed as horror and mystery. And, you know, I just got to say, I might mention this again on the next E Society podcast, but I was thinking, you know, we talked about making shirts for E Society and podcasting and whatnot, and we definitely should, especially for the con and whatnot. I was thinking, we should have like a quote on the back, and your quote should be, "People said this was horror. This was not horror." That's your go-to quote.
Well, there's going to be more
that's
of that.
That's immediately what I think all the time.
There's going to be more of that on the next regular episode.
Right.
Well, yeah, I won't tell you what I saw, but yeah.
Okay. So it's listed as horror mystery. It comes at night. It comes at night. Secure within a desolate home, an unnatural threat terrorizes the world. A man establishes a tenuous domestic order with his wife and son. Then a desperate young family arrives seeking refuge. This was directed by Trey Edward Schultz and stars Joel Edgerton, Christopher Abbott, Carmen Yego, and Riley Keo. Just came out last year, 2017. It's only an hour and 31, and it's streaming on Amazon Prime right now. When I started this out, I had no idea. I don't think I had seen a preview or anything like that, or if I had, I totally forgot it. So I knew nothing going into this at all. So that was actually kind of fun in the build-up to it. But I think it worked ultimately for what was happening with it, because I was just constantly like guessing. And usually that's the best thing you can ask from these movies, is like ask that question of what's going on. And I guess I can't go any further without spoiling it. So, like I said, once again, it's on Amazon. So now I'm going to get into the spoiler section if you don't want to hear this. And I have questions, obviously, for Nez. But I'm guessing pretty much where we find ourselves here is, yes, this is some kind of apocalypse has happened, and it appears to be that of the like sickness and like kind of that kind of thing, not zombies or anything or nuclear war or anything like that, but it appears to be some kind of sickness that's spread, and that's what they're like trying to hide from. Like right off the bat, we have like this, like they take a body out to bury it and burn it. And I don't know, but they do give a few flashes, and I guess that's the first question I have for you. The bald guy, maybe I'm completely off base here, but was that like a Joel Edgerton like vision of himself?
The one that they took out in the beginning?
Yeah. Well, because maybe it was because it was the beginning. I was confused. But after the film, I was trying to think back on it because I just did watch it the one time. But that was the guy they took out.
Are you talking about the grandfather?
Yeah, I thought for a second I thought maybe that was Joel Edgerton, but no, obviously it was just him.
Yeah,
right?
It was their grandfather.
Okay. So yeah, pretty straightforward. I mean, when it came down to it, I guess you could say you were hoping for a little bit more, but before I go any further, what were your impressions of this film, and did you see it in the theaters?
Yeah, I saw it the night it came out. Anything horror, I try to see, rush out and see before
right away
anyone ruins it for me.
Right.
But with this one, you see the trailer, just in the title, it comes at night. I was thinking, okay, well, maybe there's some kind of monsters because they're showing you we need to get inside, don't go outside at night, and you see them with guns. And I'm like, well, there's obviously something outside that's coming for them. That's why they're locked away in this house out in the woods. So I'm like, okay. But then once it gets going, and this was like I said earlier, it was a slow burn. It was like, okay,
right.
Can something happen? But it really intrigued me, and I was really into the story and the performances of everybody. But once you really figure out what it is, I was like, so I mean, it was just, well, spoiler alert, there's nothing there's nothing out there. The sickness is what's out there.
Right.
And they never really went into like when the sickness does take hold of you. I mean, I assume they're just crazy outside, but it does not like they're not like eating you or anything.
Yeah, it's more like paranoia almost, and then you just like pass, like in the end, the son, and I can only imagine that in that final scene at the table had to leave some people a little sour in the theater. I can only imagine there had to have been some not good reactions when they leave the film just sitting at that table.
Yeah, at the end of the movie when we were sitting there thinking about it. I went with my brother and we saw this and then we started talking. Okay, this is what I got from the movie, and we were just trying to explain it to each other. But some people were like, this movie was stupid. Nothing happened. It's the worst movie I've ever seen. I mean, you got to open your mind with these type of movies. You don't.
Definitely.
It's not just going to be monsters and zombies
right. And
all that running around. I mean, you got to get behind what they were scared of. And I was just like, all right. I mean, you figure out that it's well, what did you think it was?
It is more like the paranoia, right? It's the idea of they invited this other family in, and you know, they brought the sickness unknowingly. It was like good for a little, but the sickness is amongst them, and now, you know, we've got to destroy it. We've got to eliminate it. They couldn't even let him go. They were asking, could they just let him go? You'll never see us again. Which I was like, couldn't they have, though? You know?
I got more of it was what was happening to the boy, the black kid that was in this,
right.
Their son. I mean, because remember they were saying that he would black out at night and he wasn't really sure what was going on?
Oh, that's right.
And then everything was happening just to him at night. So that's what I kind of got from this, that it was the problem that the boy was having. And they said it came at night. So I was like,
there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
And there is that paranoia of what was going on. But that last scene, or not the very last scene, but when the family, when they were trying to get out, they had figured out what was going on. So they were like, we need to get out of here. So that was when, oh my God, I was at the edge of my seat, and then I was like, no, because they wouldn't show that little kid because they thought it was a little boy that was sick. and then they finally got out, and I was like, whoa. I mean, it was to me, it was a deep movie, and this was a movie that I don't think if we would have had that conversation, it was me, my brother, and whoever else was sitting in there listening to us, and we all kind of broke it down, and we were like, ah, we get it now, and
yeah,
we all left the theater like, man, that was a good movie. I mean, we didn't just get up, ah, this movie was weak, nothing happened. So.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because that appears to be the divide in the critics and the so-called audience. The critics, a couple hundred, 91, 83, 80 that I'm seeing here. And, you know, they're saying stuff about it, you know, has tense gradations and a fine cast and makes horror recognizable and a top-notch psychological thriller. It's not as scary as much as it's horrific, slow droning dread. Once again, a movie about the terror of family. And then you contrast that with the like so-called users that you can never trust these. We say it all the time on almost every pod. You can't trust the user reviews on IMDb. But What Comes at Night, horrible movie, Nothing Comes at Night, disjointed, confusing, Nothing Comes at Night, don't understand the hype. So yeah, like it couldn't be a bigger divide between those that maybe just took, like we were just saying, a more instant reaction, and maybe those that thought about it and talked about it, like you were saying, you talked about it with your brother.
Yeah, because after we were done talking, everyone, and we left the theater, we kept talking about it. And I was like, you know what, man, let's record this. So we did a little mini episode while we were driving down the street. And I mean, I think I loved it a little more than he did, but he said he did like it. And he liked what was going on. I bought it as soon as it came out because I was like, oh, wow, I love this movie. And it was, I can't remember if it made it on my list, but I know it did make my horror list. Well, I was just trying to fill up a list of 10, and I said, right. Well, it's not to me. I didn't really think it was horror. It was more just mystery. And, right. And I was like, all right, I'll just throw it because it says horror in the synopsis. So I'm going to throw it, in my list. But, this movie, man, I mean, I really loved it. I thought it was an amazing film. And everybody in it did what they were supposed to do, and I just thought it was awesome. So if you guys have seen it, yeah, you know what it is, and I'm sure some of you probably didn't really care for it, but it is streaming on Amazon, so if you feel like checking it out, we're selling it to you, and you don't care about the spoilers that we just gave you.
Right.
do check it out and see what you think, what you got from it. But overall, would you recommend this to people?
I definitely would. For the start of Up to the Challenge, you've definitely got a nice kind of palette of films that you know, you could recommend. If you liked one, check out the other. If you enjoyed The Babadook, maybe check out It Comes at Night. You know, maybe check out Green Room. It actually they've actually fit together rather well. For if you like one, yeah, check out the other one for sure. So that's how I would recommend it. If you've seen one of those other ones, you liked it, yeah, check it out. And like I said, it's like Nez said, it was streaming on Amazon, so might as well give it a shot. It's only an hour and a half. See what you think.
Yeah, definitely everyone check this movie out. So with that, we are done with this week's challenges. And for next week's challenge, it is this month. The 13th falls on Friday, so it only right to for my challenge to the Zisu to the 1980 Sean S. Cunningham, Victor Miller written by my all-time favorite horror movie out of everything I've seen. This is the original Friday the 13th. It's streaming on Hulu. I think it's on Amazon as well, but I know it's on Hulu. But this is a group of camp counselors are stalked and murdered by an unknown assailant while trying to reopen a summer camp, which years before was the site of a child's drowning. This movie is amazing. I love it. It is just pure 80s. It was filmed in 79 and then it was released in 80. I do eventually want to make it out east to Jersey where this was filmed and go down to the actual Crystal Lake. It's not Crystal Lake. It's only Crystal Lake in the movies. I want to go there just because this is my favorite horror movie. And I want to get a little vial of actual Crystal Lake water. I know you can buy them online, but I don't know. I want my own.
You want to go.
I want to go to the lake. I wish I could go to the camp, but it's like $1 jillion. It's a Boy Scout, an active Boy Scout camp, but they do have tours to go to the campground that they use in the film because it's still going. But it's as soon as that thing's open, boom, 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 it sells out within minutes. And I never really get in there quick enough, but one of these days, it's on my bucket list definitely to make it out to the camp. But this movie is amazing, man. To me, it is. I mean, there is a lot of people now like, oh, this movie. Well, first of all, have you seen this?
Well, that's the thing. I probably have seen parts of it back then, but I feel like it's a good challenge because I don't think I've ever sat down fully to watch it. And yeah, it's not since, you know, the 80s and 90s that I've seen like pieces of it, you know, usually like playing, you know, at a friend's house or some Tower Records or something.
If for those of you that have seen this, a good thing to watch and seen the next, well, there's actually 10 in the series, but then people add Freddy versus Jason as well as the reboot. I think it was 2008. I think that's when that one was, that Friday the 13th, which was actually all right. It took me a lot of times to like that one, but I like it now. But there's Camp Crystal Lake Memories. It's I have it on Blu-ray and everything. It's streaming on YouTube. It's like, I want to say like 10 hours or something like that. A 10-hour long documentary. It breaks down each movie. A million interviews by everybody. But there, you can watch the first part. If you guys have not seen this movie, I mean, you should have.
Right.
you can watch that documentary. I love that documentary. I watch it all the time. I'm starting off my Friday the 13th. I know I can crank out movies left and right, especially with these ones. And end it like next week is Friday the 13th. And we'll probably release this episode that day.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, that'd be nice.
So, man, so just definitely. But, yeah, my challenge is the 1980 horror mystery thriller slasher classic Friday the 13th.
Awesome. Yeah, up to the challenge. All right. My challenge for you is tough in a different way because it's a film that we talked about that you had no interest in seeing. But I want to challenge you to watch it because I do want to hear your thoughts. And I know there's a few reasons why you didn't want to see this movie, but you might have a guess where I'm going. I'm just going to say it. Streaming on Amazon, I'm going to challenge you to watch Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets.
Oh, yeah, this crap came out last year. I hate Dane DeHaan, so... All right, I'll give it a shot. For some reason, I was looking at this yesterday. Oh, I was at the, where was I? Target. And I was looking at the movies, and I saw this, and I think it was on sale, and I picked it up and just kind of looked at it, and I won't buy it, so I just set it down. But,
right.
Yeah, I'll give it
a shot. Yeah, streaming on Amazon.
I still don't know what it's about. All I know is Dane DeHaan was in it, and I was like, nah, no thank you. He let me down with that one stupid movie, Cure for Wellness. I think that's when that was the last straw that I gave up on this kid. I did like him in Chronicle. He was all right in Amazing Spider-Man, but I don't know. But yeah, man, I'll give it a shot. I'm sure it's a CGI fest. So I mean,
yes, it is.
Over
and
2 hours.
I heard that it was in the same universe as The Fifth Element, but there's only a few small things, and they're mostly in the background. But overall, I'm really curious to see what you think and of the other performances in it. Actually, I'm curious to see what you think of Dane DeHaan in it. Cara Delevingne, Clive Owen, Rihanna's in it. So, yeah, we'll come back and talk about it. Maybe it'll be a horror in a different manner for you.
I don't know. We'll see. What is this other than sci? Oh, action, adventure, fantasy.
Right.
I thought it was more sci-fi, but I don't know. I still don't know. I have no idea what this movie's about. I just went by the trailer, and as soon as he popped on the screen, I was like,
nope.
No thank you. But,
right.
Oh, man. All right. The challenges are set with Friday the 13th for the Zsu and Valerian and the destruction of Dane DeHaan or whatever the hell it was called.
Exactly.
yes, man. We will definitely be back next week with those. And of course, I'm going to be watching Friday the 13th. I'm going to try to zip through all of them.
Nice.
I started the reboot the other night, but I'd seen that a jillion times. I kind of just skipped around and went to my favorite parts of the film. But yeah, I think that is it. And our little guest that's laying here, you know, in my arms, he pretty much kept quiet the whole episode. But then again, this is only a short episodes that we bring for you guys. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, thank you everyone for listening. And a new episode of East Society is out right now. I just put that out. But this will be out whenever you hear it.
Right. All right. Yeah. Have fun. Be safe. See you next time. Up to the challenge.